In June, we think up to 6,000 feet is vulnerable for large fire development because of the dry fuels. So any lightning or even human starts could allow large fires to develop. In July, we start to see those upper elevations also become more vulnerable.
This is very different from the past couple of years. Why are we expecting fires all the way up to 6,000 feet? I imagine it's we haven't seen as much rain.
Rain-wise, it's not too different from 2018. The rainfall amounts and the developing drought that we saw. And you might say that the higher elevations were not impacted as much because we had fairly low amounts of lightning. We definitely had a very quiet lightning year last year, but we also had a lot more moisture. So the ground at higher elevations was pretty moist. This year, we do expect a lot closer to the normal amount of lightning. And a lot of that is because of the southwestern desert monsoon outlook.
Oh, I had read an earlier forecast where that was expected to move east of us and that we were less likely to see fire starts from electrical storms associated with the southwestern monsoon.
Yeah, that was the earlier forecast. And we watched the sea surface temperatures off the California coast and on both sides of Baja. Those sea surface temperatures are a big driver of the monsoon. And they flipped. They were cooler than normal up until about a month ago. And forecasts did not call for this, but they all of a sudden went to warmer than normal, and they still are today. Those warmer temperatures can lead to a more active monsoon. Now, we do think a more active weather pattern is in store for us, meaning that the lows and highs move through Northern California more often. So we won't get long duration heat waves or monsoon surges, but we do think that because of the warmer water, we may get a little bit closer to the normal amount of monsoon type lightning, which is really focused in July and August.
Could you explain how that southwestern monsoon works and how it influences Northern California, since the rain is obviously falling in Arizona and New Mexico?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. A monsoon in general is characterized by a change of the general flow pattern. Arizona, New Mexico, really the four corner states, are pretty dry as we go through the spring months. And once they get really warm, you start to see that warming water down there around Baja gets drawn up and northward. So the heat over the desert acts as a vacuum, and it pulls in that humid, unstable air from around Baja. And when that water is warmer than normal, it can be an even stronger influence. When it's cooler than normal, it might be a weaker monsoon. So that thunderstorm activity gets drawn northward, and then it's really up to the upper level flow pattern. As it moves into the higher terrain, we get a lot, the instability allows for a lot of cloud and then thunderstorm development. And so if we have sort of a westerly flow, it keeps it near the Four Corners area. But at times, the upper level flow pattern will be more of a southeasterly. So it gets drawn up and then gets pushed into the California deserts, up the Sierra, and then into the northern part of the state. Since we're so far away from the source, being there in the Sea of Cortez, our storms are not as moisture laden. So they're a little bit drier. We even see the difference in the Northern California area, where the Sierra might get some thunderstorms on the wetter side. But when you get to the Coast Range thunderstorms, they can be a little bit on the drier side. Typically, monsoon events in the Coast Range are a big worry for wildfire development. And that goes doubly on a year like this, where we have drought conditions spreading throughout the area.
Now, we had an mildly abnormally dry winter. And then we've had several pretty good soakers and some thunderstorms, rainfall just in the past couple of weeks. How much extra time has that bought us?
It has bought us some. And we have a few things that go on. The annual grasses, they come up, they grow. This time of year with the intense sun, we go through a few dry and warm days, and fuels of all types dry out pretty quickly. The one thing that helps us this time of year is the live fuels. The rain events that we've had do contribute to the brush and tree fuel moisture, and that does buy us some time, a few weeks. So those do help. But at the same time, fuels are on a drying trend. And this last one gave us a lot of lightning, and we are seeing some fires pop up here and there. Now, they're staying small. They don't spread quite as rapidly. But we do have a few fires out there. Firefighters are getting out there and trying to tackle them before they get too large.
Where's the most extreme danger this coming fire season?
Well, it looks like the Northern Coast Range, so probably from about Trinity and Humboldt County northward, has the highest category of drought that we see in the area, which is extreme drought. We don't have any excessive drought yet, exceptional, I should say. But that is an extreme drought area. So that's really the dead fuels, the brush and slash and things like that on the ground. So those fuels are, anytime we have sunny weather, they're very vulnerable. Really, it just takes one lightning event with small amounts of rain to move through an area like that. And we could have long duration project fires, the type that keep firefighters busy for 1 or 2 months. So that's the biggest worry area right now.
I know it's sort of hard to imagine at this time, but what are you predicting in terms of the onset of the next rainy season? Will we see good soakers earlier, or are we going to have to wait a while?
Well, we always cross our fingers. We don't have any good information on that right now. Some of the indications are that we might be into a weak La Nina next fall and winter. But as we've seen in the last 5 years or so, we've had both La Ninas and El Nino events that did exactly the opposite of what one would think. So we just don't have a good idea on the fall rainy season yet. The main thing is those middle and upper elevations, it's really a fuels driven issue. With the dryness, the snowpack is almost completely gone already. And that's about a month earlier than usual. It really doesn't take a whole lot of lightning to pose a large threat of large fires. Whereas last year, those areas stayed moist well into July. So that's going to be the real difference between this year and last year, that the fuels are dry and maybe vulnerable to large fire as much as 2 months earlier than last year. And so that's a big issue. So it comes down to the starts, ignitions. 2 years ago, we didn't have them at those upper elevations, at least not much. We had plenty at the lower elevations.
So we could be in for a really bad year.
Yeah, and we always hope that we won't get the starts. If the ignitions come spaced out in more regular intervals, the firefighters do a great job of getting out there and tackling these new starts. It's only when there's so many new starts that they can't get to them all, or they're in hard to access areas, it starts spreading them thin. That's when the problems arise.